Right. As Phil mentioned, the general subject matter is BGP convergence. More specifically, I want to cover better handling of what we've been calling silent peer failures. It's something that is growing more and more important as more and more people are taking up services delivered over some of the newer technologies by telcos. One small apology I'll make before I get started is that the networks that I'm involved with running are predominantly very Cisco-centric. Where possible, I've tried to determine through public documentation the availability of certain features for Junipers, but obviously without exposure to the equipment and the software, some of it may not be accurate. But every effort has been made to provide as much detail as possible. So the basic overview of the presentation, just a quick overview of what we term a silent peer failure, and then a look at some of the technologies that have been worked on by various groups that in the future will hopefully make this a problem of the past. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, they are technologies of the future, so we'll have a quick look at what can be done to help with the problem now, and then I'll present some operational experience from what we've done with those tweaks. But a quick overview of what we term a silent peer failure. Okay. Normal network situation, a couple of routers. Unfortunately, these days, and more often than not, you will not have a direct layer 2 connection between the two devices. With the prevalence of technologies such as Metro Ethernet, we're seeing that the chances of you having a layer 2 connectivity, any sort of DC continuity between the two devices is getting lower and lower. So in this situation, we have router A, router B connected via a switch, BGP session between them, and in this situation, B has got a default route from A, and A being the next hop. At some point in time, the link between A and the switch disappears. Of course, router B still has an up interface and will quite happily then continue forwarding traffic to what it thinks is still a very valid next hop. Obviously, router A not being there, that traffic is just going to be black holed for quite some time, unfortunately. The concern here is the time it takes BGP to actually determine that is no longer a valid path. So that's what we're terming a silent peer failure, when the sending router has absolutely no idea that the peer has gone away. So the main problem with this is that the time to detect the lack of the peer is ridiculously long. Looking through the BGP spec, we've got two timers that are of interest. We've got the hold timer and the keep live timer. The hold timer being the maximum number of seconds that the peer will wait between either receiving an update message or a keep live message from its peer. The hold timer is actually a negotiated value. When the session is established, the two boxes will specify what they would like to use for the hold timer, and the lower of those two values will be used within reason. The keep alive timer is historically set at 1/3 of the hold timer, and if a device hasn't sent an update message within that time frame, it should send a keep alive to keep the session active. The problem is that standard implementations that we commonly see on devices are using ridiculously large values for these timers. Cisco in particular, the default configuration of an iOS box, the keep alive timer is set at 60 seconds, giving you a hold time of 180 seconds. If you lose that peer silently, you can and will black hole your traffic for up to 179 seconds. Junipers are much better. In fact, they run 30-second timers with a 90-second hold timer, and that is actually compliant with the RFC. The RFC does specify, or does recommend, it doesn't specify, but it does recommend 30-second keep alives. So the fact that even at the best situation on default configs on a Juniper, you're still going to black hole traffic for 89 seconds in a worst-case scenario. If you're sitting there trying to offer your classic 5.9's reliability that everybody's striving to achieve, even however unrealistic that may be, giving you 316 seconds per year of downtime, you can't possibly have the situation that you might black hole traffic for up to 179 seconds running standard Cisco timers. If you offer any SLAs like that, you cannot possibly run standard timers. So how can we get around these problems? There are a couple of things coming out that that do help. And an obvious one that is being made more and more available in various iOS releases is next hop tracking for BGP. The whole premise being that it's event driven from your IGP, and if the next hop of prefixes that are in your RIB are removed from your IGP, then they'll be dropped. There's no waiting for the timers to expire, and for your internal network, it's a very good solution. It's basically a fundamental premise of routing that your next hop should be reachable, and it's quite astounding that it's taken this long for something as simple as determining, as keeping an eye on the next hop to reach what is mainstream routing platforms. The downside, however, is that obviously that's not so good for your eBGP sessions unless you're running an IBGP upstream, which is obviously not going to be happening. From my reading of the documents, Juniper has no such mechanism at this point in time, and I hope I would stand corrected on that, but from my readings, that's not the case. To make it worse, it's very limited on iOS at this point in time. Shown there is the list of releases or trains where you'll find it. Unfortunately, for people who do a lot of aggregation using 6500s, there's no sign of it there yet. So well, it's a good feature, but it's certainly not widely acceptable at this point in time. Another emerging technology that helps considerably is bidirectional forwarding detection. BFD, for those who haven't come across it before, it's basically a very aggressive hello protocol. It's designed specifically to run where possible between the forwarding planes of the devices, leaving the control planes out of the equation. The premise there being that if the control plane gets busy for whatever reason, it doesn't have an impact on the forwarding plane's ability to talk to each other to maintain the consistency of that circuit. The way it's been implemented, it works over basically anything you can think of, directly attached connections, tunnels, MPLS, you name it, it works over it. And it's the reading through the RFCs, it's designed to be very aggressive. The timer values can be specified, as it shows up there, in microseconds. The nice thing is that the two main guys behind the ITF draft, we've got one from Cisco, one from Juniper, and these guys are all pushing it as being something that everybody should have. So hopefully that will mean we'll see some reasonably widespread deployment. And as I mentioned, that's a very good solution for your eBGP sessions. Unfortunately, it'll only be a good solution for eBGP sessions if you're upstream supported. And sitting particularly in this country, I'm not quite sure how long it will take to see perhaps our monopoly telco provide something like BFD on its sessions. Another slight negative for BFD is that it does require some interaction backup, obviously, to the routing protocols. So there are different standards being written, once again, through the ITF working groups on the interaction between BFD and BGP and ISPF and ISIS. As far as trying to get any support for BGP, it's incredibly limited. Up there it shows you the platforms where you might be able to find it. Mostly we're seeing that it's being deployed for IGPs only at this state, which doesn't help us a lot. If we had next hop tracking, being able to yank prefixes out of the RIB from an IGP failure, that would be great, but we really need this for BGP as well. If you want to, you can jump in at 12.4T, if you can find an image where the ink's not wet still, and you get it for BGP in there as well. Similarly, if you have a CRS1 lying around not doing anything, you can have it there too. I didn't have one at the time of testing. So a general solution for today, I mean, the underlying fundamental problem here is that the value of the timers that we inherit by the default configurations of our routing devices are insanely long. So the obvious solution is to just decrease the timers. We had a bit of debate on one of the public Cisco-oriented service provider mailing lists about my proposition that this was a good idea, and one participant in particular was pushing forward the argument that using a higher level mechanism like BGP timers to try to detect an underlying link failure was fundamentally flawed, which I must admit it certainly is. However, at this point in time, if there is no other mechanism, I don't see what choice we have. iOS supports configuration stanza within the BGP stanza to actually tweak the timers to whatever you wish, so you can drop them to whatever you want to run, either internally or externally, to try to get your way around this problem. Only problem is that your upstream, if you're doing this externally, has every right to reject your session if it doesn't like the values you've presented. The RFC specifies quite clearly that 2 or below isn't an option, and it will definitely reject it there. However, up until very recently, there has been no way for the upstream to actually reject it based on the time. There's a very recent 12.0s release for iOS that actually has a new knob that's been attached to it, so you can configure on a peer what you believe would be a reasonable minimal value for the hold timer. But as I said, that's only very recently been added. It's only in 12.0s, nothing newer. And hopefully that won't get too far out there into the wilderness. Juniper doesn't have any such feature. So hopefully that means that we should be able to tweak our timers down to something more reasonable without our upstreams getting angry with us. Internally, if you have large aggregation routers, then once again it might increase a little bit of load on that, and that might be something to keep an eye on. However, we haven't seen anything dramatic. And if you're running incredibly aggressive timers, then obviously you might see some issues if the router gets very busy. We haven't had any problems like that. We've been running this in production for quite some time now. We did some trials, we labbed it, and it worked fine. And under all the stress testing we could find, including direct DOS attacks at the boxes in question, and we didn't see any instability of the peer sessions. So we rolled it out around our upstreams. Web Central has connectivity to basically all Tier 1 upstreams. There's gigis going all over the place, so we face this problem where we don't get link to our upstreams all over the place. We're running 5-second keep alives. They're giving us a maximum 14-second for black holing if we do experience a silent failure, and we haven't seen a single issue so far. Because we have no next hop tracking internally for our IBGP sessions, we're actually looking at rolling this out internally on 1-second keep alives within the network itself. We haven't done so as yet, but it's certainly something we're going to be trialling in the very near future. And we think it'll give us something a little bit closer to what we need until the other features become available. So in summary, we do have a light at the end of the tunnel. This is a problem that hopefully will be relegated to history once people get on board the likes of BFD and providing us IGP-based next hop tracking in more commonly used releases. But this is a very good interim solution, and as I said, the 3x5 second keep alives that we've been using have been working very well. And if you're happy to run Cisco default values, then you obviously don't care about passing of your traffic. Any questions?
Are there any questions for David? In my haste to get the meeting started, I forgot to do the housekeeping list, but if there are any questions for David, can this questioners, please come up to the microphone, state name and affiliation before you ask your question.
Excellent.
No, nothing at all. Thank you very much, everyone.